This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Norton Sound Health Corporation will receive more supplies and increase its testing capabilities to help fight the potential spread of the coronavirus in the Norton Sound region. In a news conference with regional leadership, Health Corporation President Angie Gorin shared that the Norton Sound is getting 1,000 surgical masks, 5,000 N95 masks, 10 extra hospital beds, and assorted reusable disposable gloves and gowns. Megan McKiernan is Director of Quality Improvement and Risk Management. She says those beds will stay in Nome for now, but the extra supplies will be dispersed throughout the region's village clinics. Those supplies were donated from the organization called Samaritan's Purse, which describes itself as an evangelical Christian aid organization. But there are even more tools on the way for the region. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is giving Norton Sound Health Corporation point-of-care test equipment that can produce COVID-19 tests within minutes. The Health Corporation's medical director, Dr. Mark Peterson, says that means tests done in Nome and surrounding villages can be processed at the Nome Hospital.
What that allows for is faster turnaround of testing so that when we do get a positive case, that we can get a hold of those contacts right away and test all of them.
By isolating those potentially exposed people, Peterson explains that the extremely contagious virus can be mitigated and contained more quickly. But Norton Sound clinicians will still only test patients who have confirmed symptoms of the disease caused by the coronavirus. As the Health Corporation's quality director, Megan McKiernan, explains, the test will only be effective if there is enough of the virus present.
Remember that what this test is looking for is virus that is collected by that really long swab that's swabbing in the way back of the nose. So early in the disease, a person might just not have enough little viruses right there to be detected on the machine, and it's possible that a person can come back later positive. It doesn't mean the test was wrong. They just didn't meet the threshold of the test at that point.
Those nose swab tests could have results for patients in Nome within a few minutes. Swabs would still have to be flown in from village clinics, but results could still be available in less than 24 hours. Currently, those same tests have been taking about 4 to 5 days to process, from the time they are taken to the time that results are ready at the lab in Fairbanks. The rapid test equipment arrived in Nome, and that delivery came with the capacity to run 120 tests. Peterson hopes that Norton Sound Health Corporation can start running and processing results for COVID-19 tests at the hospital. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.